Right. Can you please state your name and title for the record?
Anna Foster with Foster Funeral Chapels in Carrollton, Missouri.
Okay, and I heard you won a very prestigious award tonight. Can you tell me about that award?
Yes, this was an award for, I actually nominated to the chamber, the VFW, because they are a civic group in our area that I think should be recognized and honored for everything they do. And we had built a monument in last year, July of 2014, and had it unveiled for the veterans currently serving and our veterans that have served in the past.
And that beautiful monument is in a cemetery here in town?
Yes, it's at Carroll Memory Gardens.
Is that the one on
Off of Ely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just right outside of town.
And so Foster Funeral Chapels as well is recognized tonight, just not just the VFW, because of your recognition of the VFW?
Yes, and in the monument, the monument that we, you know, provided for the VFW.
You designed it?
Yes,
correct?
I did.
And Foster Funeral Chapels, they funded it, basically.
Yes, yes,
so
we did.
So the gift.
Yes, and we had a 5K that morning, and all the proceeds from the 5K went to the VFW Scholarship Fund.
Oh, wow. Is that unique to Carrollton, that scholarship fund, or is that just a national
VFW? It is. It's something that the VFW has done for, I'm not sure how many years they've provided a scholarship, but they do provide scholar, and I believe it's in May that they will announce who the scholarship winners are, and I'll be attending that.
That's
banquet.
Awesome. It's local.
Yes, yes.
That's
it is all local.
Good email
yes.
To me. I can be and snap a picture and
awesome.
Publicize.
Awesome. That's great.
Would you like to share your speech that you prepared?
Yeah, I can do that. I cannot think of a more valuable group to accept this recognition but with these men that were here tonight. What an honor. Our gratitude can never be compensated for their true sacrifices from the past, present, and future. Our monument is only a small token to display our acknowledgement to these men and to all our servicemen and women that are currently serving today. The entrance to Carroll Memory Gardens will be dedicated and entitled Our Veterans Garden. Our work there has only begun, and we anticipate many additions to show our gratitude and appreciation. On a side note, we feel as though the community has graciously accepted our family, and we believe that God led us here for a reason. And every day, even the tough days, this proves faithful. We are grateful and we are blessed, and we thank all of you for your welcoming.
That's very nice.
I did it without crying. So
oh, that's
good.
Well, on a more emotional note, your dad was a veteran?
He was, and my brother, and I have a son-in-law that's currently serving. He's a Marine in California. At Oceanside, he's stationed in Oceanside, and then my niece is actually she's just deported, and she's in England. She's in the Navy.
Wow! So. And your grandfather? She?
Yes.
It's a
yes,
whole legacy.
It is.
That's
it
amazing.
Is. They mean a lot to me. These guys do. So we are.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
We appreciate the community. Appreciate your donation for sure. It's very nice.
We're very glad to do it, and we will. You know, we plan on this year, and again, all proceeds to the VFW.